Okay, where do we really stand?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. Last week, the big banks told us they're making money. The stock market has been on a tear. How real is this alleged recovery? We'll get more clues today when IBM reports its earnings, and so does Eli Lilly and Bank of America. And this should be interesting. Halliburton issues its quarterly report. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins says Halliburton may earn more money or less, but it might never change the way you feel about it.
If Halliburton wants to know what people think of it, it can always check the spoof ads on YouTube.
You close your eyes and randomly toss a dart on the Senate floor and you'll hit someone in my back pocket.
Halliburton, it's not what we know, it's who we know.
And that's one of the nicer ones. Pratap Chatterjee is an expert on military contracting.
Halliburton will forever be associated with Dick Cheney and with the Iraq War, whether they like it or not.
The thing is, Halliburton spun off its military contract business 2 years ago. Branding expert Rob Frankel says it'll be tough for Halliburton to change its image.
When you've neglected your brand strategy for as long as they have, you also have to do a lot of repair work for all those years you allowed other people to define you.
Another military contractor, Blackwater, recently changed its name to Z. Frankel says instead of a new name, Halliburton should focus on its relatively solid business servicing oil and gas companies, which analysts say should keep the company strong for years to come. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
We've been following General Motors' various moves to stay alive. This morning's Financial Times says GM is looking to unload its controlling stake in Germany's Opel and the UK's Vauxhall. And the price tag? Nothing. Christopher Worth has more.
GM has run out of money for its European operations and has been looking to restructure Opel and Vauxhall for months. The latest development could see GM turn over its majority stake for a little more than a promise to take good care of it. The lucky investor would reportedly inject a minimum of $650 million directly into Opel, with no real financial gain for GM. A great deal of that money could come in the form of guaranteed loans from the German government. Germany refused an outright bailout of Opel earlier this year. GM is also said to be willing to wash its hands of Saab for nothing more than a handshake. Meanwhile, the head of GM's Asia-Pacific division says the company hopes to grow its Chinese market by 5 to 10% this year. He made those comments at today's opening of the Shanghai Auto Show. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Asian markets were mixed today. European shares are struggling, down 1 to 2%. Wall Street was flat on Friday, with the Dow gaining a mere 6 points. Here is another drug deal. Another acquisition in the drug industry. The world's second largest drug maker, Britain's GlaxoSmithKline, is buying the world's biggest independent dermatology company, Stiefel Laboratories. Stiefel is a 160-year-old company based in Florida, and it makes skin products like anti-itch creams and acne treatments. This is a $3.6 billion deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by Microsoft, delivering people-ready enterprise solutions designed to help companies do more with less. Details at Microsoft.com/people-ready. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear conversations with poets about the economy, music, cooking, and more at americanpublicmedia.org/poetry.
The White House hopes the money it is spending to promote sustainable energy will be good for the environment and the job market. Some people are hoping for a lot more than that. Reporter Caitlin Carroll at the Marketplace Sustainability Desk takes us to a Los Angeles program that's teaching people to install solar panels and to turn their lives around.
Albert Ortega stands in front of a class of about 20 men and women. Ortega's a big guy with tattoos.
You see that little cloud that sits over LA?
The fog, all that stuff?
That's air mass.
Like most of the students in the class, Ortega's an ex-gang member and convicted felon. He found out about solar panel work right after he finished serving time for selling drugs.
I had just got out of prison, and the guys at the reentry program, some of them were enrolled in the solar panel class. So I got kind of curious. I wanted to know what it was about.
The East Los Angeles Skills Center runs the class. Ex-gang members filter into the course through an organization called Homeboy Industries. It's the largest gang prevention program in the country. Ortega liked designing solar panel systems, and he saw it as a way to support his family and stay out of prison.
I wanted it better than I've ever wanted anything in my life before, you know?
On a weekday morning, the lobby of Homeboy Industries is packed with ex-gang members signing up for job training. The solar panel course is the newest offering, and it's full for the next few months.
Just tells you how eager people are. And they see the handwriting on the wall. They think this actually could be a career.
That's Father Greg Boyle. He founded Homeboy Industries a couple decades ago. Boyle says about 100 people have been trained and are looking for jobs. But competition is tough right now. The job market is full of experienced installers who don't have criminal records. Philippe Hartley is the general manager of solar company Fat Energy. He could have hired anyone, but chose to find workers at Homeboy Industries because of its mission.
We don't want people to think that you have to come out of MIT to be able to install solar power. A well-trained individual can make as good a worker as a lifelong electrician.
Installers can make more than $20 an hour, and the public sector is beginning to hire. The city of Los Angeles has plans to retrofit some school and city buildings. In the meantime, guys like Ortega continue to train others in the trade.
Father Greg's motto is jobs, not jail, you know? And that's one of the biggest things that we're going to be able to produce with the solar panel class.
So even if the solar jobs aren't there yet, he says the possibility creates a ray of hope. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And finally, here's a chance to put your darkest impulses to productive use. Government officials say the country has detailed plans for natural disasters, but is unprepared for a major computer attack. So Homeland Security is advertising for people who understand computer hackers, their tools, their tactics, people who can identify vulnerabilities in the federal system. As one ad puts it, your government wants someone who can, quote, think like the bad guy. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a fine Monday.
American Public Media.